How's everyone doing? Good. That good. Wonderful. I've got a question for you. So if you are our child, it'd be great if you could find your parent or who you came with, because we're going to discuss something together. Question up on the screen, please. That would be great. It's my question of the day. How would you describe yourself? Complete the sentence, I am... So... Turn to your neighbour, find your mum and your dad, your parent. How would you describe yourself? Complete the sentence, I am. What would you say? So we got a few suggestions. What have people said? Who would like to share? Yes. You are the best. That's a great one. I am the best. Yes, what we got over here? Loved. Wonderful. Yes. Hungry. Amen. High five. And if you want to feed us, you know where I live and where Lizzie lives. Any more? I am
a dancing loving boy.
A dancing loving boy. He's got amazing creativity. That is fantastic. Cool. One more. Yeah, go for it, Zach. Yes, you are. It's the only time I can actually say that. Right. Wonderful. What a blessing. So we describe ourselves with many different words, don't we? Well, do you know what? This family service, and for the next couple of family services, we're going to be looking at the I ams of Jesus. Jesus said lots of things to describe himself. He said, I am the light. He said, I am the vine. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said lots and lots of things to describe himself. But the thing I want to think about today is just the word I am. Because in our reading today, Moses asked God what his name was. He said, if people ask me about your name, what should I say? And God said something really weird. He said, say, I am that I am. I just am. I am. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Imagine, you know, if God was here, he would say, complete the sentence. I am. Why did God do that? Why did he just say, I am? Well, I've been thinking about this. And I think God said, I am that I am. He was trying to say to us that, you know what? I never, ever change. And that's something really powerful. And to explore that a bit more, I'm going to need some help. So would someone like to help me here? I need lots of people to hold up pieces of paper. So... who would like to hold a piece of paper? Yes, do you want to come up? Yeah, Joss, do you want to come and hold? Yesterday, can everyone say yesterday? Yeah, one, well done. Who would like to hold today? Anyone? Yeah, Noah, come on. Can everyone say today? Really good. You're good at saying things. Who would like to hold forever? You don't have to hold it forever, but... Yes, come on. Do you want to come up? Come and hold forever. Not forever. But just do you want to come and hold forever? Hold forever for a short amount of time. Wonderful. So, who has been through change in the last couple of weeks? I think we experienced change a lot. Who's been in a new class? Who's started school? Who started a new school? We all experience change, don't we? Let's, for example, there's lots of change that happens in this world. So, who would like a present? Anyone like a present? Whose birthday is it today? Yeah, come up here. Come on up here. I've forgotten your name. What was your name again? Anna. Brilliant. So, yesterday, I reckon, you had presents that were wrapped. Today... come over here. I reckon you had presents that you open. So you can open that. Don't you love opening presents? There's not anything in there. It's just a visual aid, so don't get too excited. But, you know, the honour of being up here is quite something. Anyway, so you have presents that are wrapped. You then, today, have presents that are unwrapped. And then, I reckon, in a year or so's time, that those presents might well end up in the bin. Maybe. After a little bit of time. Because we grow and we change and we don't need anything small. Thanks, Anna. Please take a seat. Who is in year one? Anyone in year one? Do you want to come up here? Yeah. We change, don't we? We grow up. So yesterday, some of you may have been in year one. Do you want to stay? Who's now in year two? Who's in year two? Freya, do you want to come up here? Freya was in year one yesterday, but today she's in year two. And I reckon next year you're going to be in year three. Who's in year three? Yeah, come up, come up, come up. Oh, there's lots of year threes. Glory. Yeah, that's it. We grow up, don't we? We change. Everything changes. There's another thing that's going to happen soon. Who enjoyed the summer? Who would like to come and hold the summer for me? Sadly, the summer is now yesterday. Who would like to come and hold summer? Where are you? Yeah, come and hold summer. And today is autumn. Who would like to hold autumn? Come and hold autumn. Yeah. Josh. Brilliant. And then it's going to be winter. Let's have a boo for winter. Do you want to come? Well, no, we do love winter, don't we? Because Christmas isn't it. Who would like to hold winter? Come on up. Winter. Winter's tomorrow. And then spring. Who would like to hold spring? It's quite fun, isn't it? Come on, Eleanor. Wow. So there's lots of change going on. Things are always changing. Our lives are always changing. But do you know, the Bible says something amazing about God. Something amazing about Jesus. Now, where's my yesterday? Hold my yesterday up really high. Where's my today? Where's today gone? Where's today gone? Okay. And forever. Guess what the Bible says about Jesus? It says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who would like to hold Jesus for me? He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. Who would like to hold Jesus today? Come on. So many people up here. So exciting. And confusing, perhaps. Who would like to hold Jesus forever? Now, that's deep. Anyone? Yes, Charlie, come and hold Jesus forever. Brilliant. So, hold it up so everyone can see. So, no matter where you are in your life, if you are in year one, or if you've just gone into year two, or if you're going to be in year three and you're a bit scared, or maybe there's some changes going on, you've got a new job, or there's, goodness knows what, we all experience change. The good news is, no matter whether you're in yesterday, today, or forever, Jesus is the same. No matter what's changing in our lives, he's always Jesus, I am the light. He is always the good shepherd. He is always the good father. He's always the same. No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter whether we're having a good day or a bad day, Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Which means we can trust in him no matter what we're experiencing, no matter what change we're going through. Why don't you give these guys a round of applause? Thank you, guys. You can go and sit down. Wow. That was so confusing. But well done. So many things. I hope you got it. Brilliant. Thank you. So, I hope that encourages you. I know that we all experience change. We all might be going into different year groups, different schools, but the amazing thing is that no matter what the change we experience, we have a God who stays exactly the same, always full of love towards us. He's always the light. He's always there. So let's just pray. Maybe some of you are experiencing change. That might be that you've started a new school. It might be a little bit more serious than that. So I want you just to hold out your hands, if you like, and we're just going to thank God that no matter where we are, no matter what change we're experiencing, He is the same. So let's pray. Jesus, we're so grateful that You never change. You're the same yesterday, You're the same today, and You're going to be the same forever. You're always going to be there for us. You're always going to be loving. You're always going to be the good shepherd. You're always going to be the light of the world. You're always going to be our bread. You're always going to be our living water. And I just pray for each one of us that as we experience change, as things move on and as things are different, we would remember that You are there with us and that You are always, always the same. Amen.